Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The president and first lady have arrived in Uvalde, Texas, to meet with a community mourning the loss of 19 children and two teachers shot dead at school. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what has become an all-too-familiar ritual.
It hasn't even been 2 weeks since the Bidens were in Buffalo, New York, meeting with family members and survivors of a hate-driven mass shooting there at a grocery store. Now, they will try to offer comfort to families dealing with the unthinkable in Uvalde, says White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president and first lady believe it is important to show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
She says they will meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and families of the victims. It's not clear whether President Biden will reprise his calls for Congress to pass gun safety legislation during the visit. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A month of especially brutal gun violence is amplifying the debate around gun reform. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, tells ABC's This Week that after other mass shootings, Washington has sung the same tune and nothing gets done. This time, he says, is different, and bipartisan discussions are underway.
We're talking about red flag laws. We're talking about strengthening and expanding the background check system, if not universal background checks. We're talking about safe storage. And yes, we're also talking about mental health resources and more security dollars for schools.
Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says change is needed now.
I think that raising the age of gun purchase to 21 is a no-brainer.
Both the gunman in Uvalde and the suspect in Buffalo were 18 years old. People are struggling, and demand at food pantries is spiking alongside inflation. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports higher costs are also making it harder for food banks to meet that need.
More expensive food, gas, and rent hit lower-income households hardest. Even many with jobs say they now need donated foods to make ends meet. But inflated prices are also straining food bank budgets. On top of that, supply chain problems mean things that used to arrive in weeks now take months. Christopher Tan heads the Food Bank of Southeastern Virginia and the Eastern Shore.
Breakfast cereal, pasta sauce, these are things that are the staples of almost every food bank, right? It's just very difficult to find.
Some food pantries are cutting back on what they offer. Meantime, charitable food groups are asking Congress for another round of emergency funding. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
New coronavirus cases are up around 20% in the U.S. compared to the week prior. Hospitalizations also up about a quarter. The CDC says about half of all new cases are from BA2 as other Omicron subvariants take over. Deaths holding fairly steady, more than 300 people still dying a day. It's NPR News. Attorney General Merrick Garland is urging college graduates to commit to public service. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on his commencement address at Harvard.
Merrick Garland says democracy is under threat at home and abroad, from Russian atrocities in Ukraine to the violent mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The attorney general is pledging to hold to account everyone who was criminally responsible for the Capitol attack and to follow the facts wherever they lead. It's the largest and most sophisticated investigation in the history of the Justice Department. Garland says the disruption of the peaceful transfer of power can't be downplayed or understated. He says politicians and citizens need to tell the truth and that democracy depends on it. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
As pro-democracy protesters took to the streets of Khartoum this weekend, two were killed in a violent crackdown, spurring the UN envoy for Sudan to call for an end to the violence. Sudan has been plunged into turmoil since an October coup upended its short-lived transition to democracy. As hundreds of protesters took to the streets of the capital Saturday, activists say security forces dispersed them violently, shooting one dead, another person suffocated after inhaling tear gas. That's according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. More tensions in Jerusalem today as thousands of Israeli nationalists parade through the Old City, a show of force that Palestinians see as a provocation. Last year, the parade celebrating the anniversary of the 1967 war helped trigger another 11-day war with Gaza militants. I'm Amy Held in Washington. It's NPR News.